Welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook, too. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photography, stories, pictures, and occasional recalls that go up on the site. And being as that it's kind of St. Francis Month and St. Francis Feast Day and all of that good stuff, blessings of the animals going on around the area. We honor St. Francis today. So, alrighty. It is also the second Sunday of October. And second Sundays mean it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And together they can work on you or your work with you or your animal friends to help resolve issues. And now Dr. Nels works primarily on animals and some humans, and Linda works primarily on humans. And they are free and available on here in the studio. So if you are interested in getting a healing for you or your animal friends, all you got to do is pick up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So as long as we still have open phone lines, is that correct? So as long as we have open phone lines, please call us if you are around or close. Otherwise, we are going to chat. And if you are just tuning in, Dr. Nels made a big announcement in the last couple weeks or so. And so let's go ahead and inform anybody who just tuned in.
Okay.
What your big announcement is.
Well, my big announcement is that I will be moving out of this area to a new area, which is going to be over in Idaho, probably in the area of St. Mary's, which is south of Coeur d'Alene, something in that region. And it'll probably happen if life goes the way we plan. Yeah. Then me and my Martha are going to be moving over there next summer. But, you know, we'll have to see how everything shakes out.
Yeah, you just pretty much you've made the decision that it's going to be Idaho.
Yes.
In the area you're talking about.
Right.
You just don't know specifically where.
Right, right. It's not specific where, not specific when. It's a decision we've made to have happen.
Right.
Looking for another 30 years of new adventures because we've had so many adventures around here and we're not people who want to do the same thing over and over all the time. We like to
You
get
said
new
you pretty
stuff.
Much have explored all the nooks and crannies.
Yes.
Around White Horse Mountain, where you live and all of that.
Yeah.
So you don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, and maybe truthfully, because we were so involved in helping maintain, or at least trying to maintain, roads and things out there. Sometimes I think it got, maybe especially for Martha, to be more like work than play.
Oh, uh-oh.
Now she has to run away from the reality she created.
Uh-huh. But she also would like the longer and better growing seasons.
Yes.
She likes to grow
definitely
veggies and
you know,
all that stuff.
It's very rainy in Darrington,
even
more so than Seattle. And so over there, it rains too, but if you look at the charts, it looks like about half as much rain.
yeah. And I think it's the seasons, the weather's a little more extreme. So it's hotter and
a little
drier
a little
for cold, longer.
Colder, it's generally drier, and it's colder in the winter and a little hotter in the summer.
All right. Well, you know, we certainly wish you well in your searching. But so at this point, you've made the decision. It's just a question of how it's going to shake out and when and all of that. So you're looking for places over there and you're, you know, continuing to work on your place here and getting that ready to sell. But yeah, you said you'd decide depending on what's going on in the real estate markets and
where you
are in the process and what works. And ideal time frame is moving next summer.
Moving next summer. That's the ideal. And still be working with members. I sometimes call them clients, but they're actually members, because to work with me, you have to join my association, my private membership association.
That's how we keep you safe from harassment from the veterinary community.
Right. Well, it puts us all in a nice little safe little bubble.
Right.
And that's where we get to work with each other.
Yeah. Because it's important that you're able to continue your work. And so if we have to do things a little strangely, it's okay. All right. Well, last month we did end up spending some time, telling some stories and stuff. And you told one particular story. And I have to tell you, I got more feedback after last month's shows than I normally do, and everybody was loving the stories and want more and all of that. And then it occurred to me that what you started out us with was a personal healing story for you, and it was really powerful. And I know as a result of me hearing that story last month, it motivated me to do something similar with things, and I've heard from Liz they're doing it too. Anyway, I'm thinking not everybody got a chance to hear that story, and I think before we tell any others, let's hear that one. So a personal healing story from Dr. Nels.
Okay, so probably starting about when I was 15, I started to develop a skin condition that would kind of come and go, and it would be little dots, and they would be kind of red and itchy, and then later in life, you know, decade or so later, they're big blotches and they're red and painful and itchy. And then another couple decades, I had this thing for actually about 35 years or so.
Wow.
And it
was a chronic skin condition got better and worse,
flare up. Yeah, flare up and go away, flare up and go away. And then after a while, it didn't seem to be going away anymore.
Oh,
it would subside a little bit and then get worse. And, you know, my ankles and my wrists were extremely red and painful, and blotches all over various other places all over my body that were also not happy either. And so.
But you are not, even though you're a chiropractor,
right,
even though you do the neuroenergetic balancing and stuff, you're not a big doctor guy, going to the doctor yourself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, and I'm not going to say this is not, you should absolutely follow what I do. Okay. This is me.
Right.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
And what I do is I look around for what is a solution, but to know a solution, you have to kind of figure out how come, why have I got this situation? And what I noticed when I was having a really bad episode, it hit me that I should go to the ocean and hang out. So I went to the ocean and hung out in November for several days, and I waded around in the surf, you know, up to my knees in the surf. And not only did it help my legs because the cool salt water is so refreshing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it everything else all over my body
the
subsided
skin
as well. Yeah, it got much calmer. And so what I took away from that is it's a systemic neurological thing that is probably related to stress. All right.
And one of the reasons I brought that up is because when you're describing what you're describing,
yeah,
most people would think it sounds like some kind of eczema condition or psoriatic, whatever they call it, and
yeah,
psoriasis,
right.
and some of the things. I mean, you can have joint and skin problems and all kinds of serious diseases,
right,
that have symptoms like you're describing.
Right.
But you never got diagnosed.
No,
is that right?
Yeah. You know, it's my worldview. I don't want to put this on everybody.
Right,
my worldview is getting a diagnosis is kind of like getting a curse. Now you've got a name, and that makes it something.
Right. Okay. So you can just describe what is it like, but you can't say
I
had this or that because you don't know. You didn't go
right,
that.
Right.
Okay.
But it was red and painful. That's what I know.
Yeah.
And so because of my knowledge of neurology and the way the body works, I know that the brain and the nerve system develop from the same embryonic layer as the skin. So there's three embryonic layers when we're first forming as little tiny embryos.
Mm-hmm.
And the ectoderm forms the nerve system, including the brain, and the skin. And so they're intimately related, all right?
Right,
and
okay.
So that kind of clues me in that there's something going on in my brain and nerve system that is affecting my skin. And it seemed to respond to stress-reducing things like going and hanging out at the ocean.
Yeah.
So I've been getting good chiropractic care and good best care for many years and decades, you know, my whole life really. And yet I had this thing. So I figured, okay, well, that's not working.
That alone isn't solving the problem.
Right? And I remember my old mentor saying to me, affirmations. We should use more affirmations to help us alter ourselves in some way. And he said it should be a very personal and immediate. And always, you know, it's an I am statement with thankful involved. And so I'm laying there in bed in serious pain one evening. And it's like, oh, I got to do something. Affirmations. Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm so thankful for my healthy pink skin. And I just started repeating that over and over. Anytime I was awake and not mentally engaged in something, that was playing in my head. And
you made a conscious effort to make that the mantra and it over and over and over in your mind.
Yeah. And after about a week of very consciously doing that, it almost took over. It almost did it all by itself.
I know when I've done an affirmation that intensely, when you really get it honed in, you're saying it as you go to sleep. You wake up in the morning and it's already going. That kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you'd have that. I'm grateful and thankful for my perfect pink skin.
My healthy
pink skin.
Yeah.
And over and over.
And it was amazing. One day, somewhere 3 to 4 weeks in, I'm not exactly sure where, of starting this thing, I looked down one day and I just went, oh my God, it is gone. It is just gone. I had healthy pink skin.
Wow.
Boom. Done. I still say it a lot, just to be sure.
Okay.
Don't need to have it come back.
So, you know, how long ago was that?
Oh, that was, let's see. Well, I'm 66 now, and I think I was around 50-ish.
Okay, so well more than 10 years.
Yeah.
And has any of it returned or not even a hint
that has never come back.
All right. Yeah. So you just totally, and all was that, and of course I'm going to say thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. We are just beginning to learn how profoundly powerful we are with our minds. And this is a classic example.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I now look at it as, how do you represent yourself to yourself?
Mm.
For example, I'm up on the roof these last several days working, peeling shakes off this roof. And it's very physical, hard work. It's in the hot sun. And there are times when I feel my body very intensely. And so then I get down from the roof and I stand up straight and I take a break and I drink some water. And then I tell myself, I'm so thankful for my strong, healthy body. I feel wonderful. And you know what happens? I'm all kind of bent over and feeling stiff and sore, and all of a sudden I straighten up and I feel great. It's like just by putting that in, you know, in my energy field, just by being persistent with that kind of thinking, all of a sudden, you know, I'm just like, whoa, I'm back. I'm going to go back up there and do some more.
Right, right. And it's been, now, so I sometimes, I just saw an example of this yesterday in the session that I do. Now, sometimes it'd be, you know, where Nils is talking about it with our self-talk and how that makes us feel and all of that. Because you think about it, how often something's going on. We're kind of trained as a society to focus on the flaws and the bad stuff. I had my spiritual teacher many decades ago pointed something out in a class that I was attending about, you know, we tend to see the flaw rather than, it showed us a picture. What do you see? And there was a flaw in the picture. And of course, almost everybody in the class, and that's all we saw was the flaw. And then once that was brought to our attention, it was like, okay, we look for the bad thing. But, and how many are you telling, oh, I feel awful and my back hurts or my knee hurts or and this hurts. And we're constantly bombarding ourselves from inside with all that negative stuff. But then we also tend to kind of put it out there too. And what I was thinking, association, is that I'm often saying, being a behavior therapist and working mostly with, you know, dogs and stuff, that I always tell people, you know, if you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of anything, okay? And so, like yesterday in the session I'm doing, we have like a 12, 13-year-old schnoodle, spoiled rotten with zero impulse control that'll bite anybody if you look at them, can't be groomed, can't be brushed, can't have nails, can't do any of this and all that. Lived with another dog that they really didn't, you know, weren't real best friends, but they tolerated each other. Well, that other dog died. So then this couple, they're older than me, decided they're going to get a puppy. So they got a little Havanese puppy. And so I got this little 12-week-old, teeny little Havanese puppy. And then this bigger dog. And I came in primarily because they couldn't have the big dog around the puppy because there was, you know, lunging and snapping and going to go after and eat the puppy. And so this is a problem. So anyway, going in, did the session and we had lots of stuff to work out. And by the way, by the time we were done, guess who was brushing this dog for the first time in probably its whole life? Me, we got that anyway. It was quite amazing because we got this 12, 13-week-old puppy, and in the process of doing the session, because my sessions can take 5 or 6 hours, you know, we have to take the puppy out to potty a bunch. So we had to go out for a puppy thing. Well, the husband, he came out with the older dog on leash into the backyard. And so I just kind of took over, and he had a dog on the leash, and the puppy's out there going potty, and they're all nervous. I said, just calm down. And, oh, well, I can't get, oh, yeah, go ahead. Let them get together. And then instead of just standing there and observing and thinking, oh, this dog's going to bite the puppy, which is what they're doing, right? I'm expecting they get along. And so instead of just watching, I coach. So what I'm doing is, oh, boyfriends, and oh, look at the puppy. The puppy's a friend. Oh, what good friends. And Trudy is the bigger dog. And, oh, boy, Trudy, it's friends. Oh, the puppy's friends. Oh, what good big sister. Oh, it's a puppy. Well, and so all of a sudden, Trudy's tail starts wagging, and she'll look at the puppy. And her whole demeanor changed. Because when I started praising her, now, I'd already been there a while, and so she already knew my power. I'd taken the bark away because I'd take care of the barking instantly before I ever come in, because you take the bark, you take the power. So I got the power, I got the respect. Now I'm jollying the situation up, and my gosh, she had a total transformation. And then it turned out that if she was uncomfortable, she was on automatic pilot, and she'd do a little lunge and maybe a snap sort of thing, but totally pulling her punches, never opening her mouth, not touching the puppy. And it was just amazing to watch the transition of the relationship between these two dogs. Not because we did any training or anything. I just taught them about thought directing energy and having the right sales pitch. And it's kind of like you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of anything. Well, honey, you got the right sales pitch, you can convince yourself and your body of anything too. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
I believe that we can use operant conditioning to change our lives just by, rewarding ourselves for good behavior, telling ourselves happy stories.
All right. So it is the last hour of the show, and they kick us out of here at noon, whether we're done or not. So we got to take care of advertisers, stay on schedule. And you left the room. Do we have a caller?
We will be heading over to Edmonds and speaking with Judy after the break.
All right, sounds good. So let's take care of our advertisers and then back to the phones. We would have time to sneak in somebody else too, 425-373-5527 if you'd like to get in line. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you'd like to sneak in a call for a remote healing with Dr. Nils and Linda today, to pick up your phone right away, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And let's see, Nathan says we are headed out to Edmonds and to welcome Judy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda.
Hey there.
Hey, Judy.
Good morning. Hey. Well, I've worked with Dr. Nils in the past. Actually, it's been a few years back. And I know you from different ways. My son, you worked with his dog. Anyway, so I'm just happy.
Oh, so you're part of the family. Woohoo.
Yeah, I feel like it.
All right.
Well, welcome home, Judy.
I know I have no pet, but, you know, I just love your show anyway.
Well, wonderful. And you know, we do our best to help human animals. So,
right.
So you fall into that category. Now, what would you like some help with today?
Well, I've noticed my hearing in my left ear. I've always had a little deficiency in my right ear. I've had, I think, a earache when I was really young, and I think it was from that. Don't know for sure. But anyway, recently, I don't know, I was really sick in June, and I had like a, I was so dizzy and very ill. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know any idea what it was. But anyway, I had a lot of dizziness for a couple of days, and then I've noticed since then my hearing in my left ear has, it's equal to my right ear now or less, you know. So I don't know. I just wondered if you could give me some, a check-in on that to see if there's anything I can do or any recommendations.
Now, just popped into my mind, because normally what I do is just turn you over to Linda or something right now. But since you brought this up right now, after the discussion we just had,
right,
it sounds
right,
like
I
for,
heard that,
for
yeah.
Judy, that this ear thing and her hearing thing's kind of been a chronic thing on and off.
Right.
With it, aside from what work that you or Linda would do with her, would this be a situation that she might be able to use an affirmation?
Well, let's like, look at it this way. It can't hurt.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, so, and, yep. And really, again, we're talking about nerve system because hearing is, you know, there's some physical apparatus mm-hmm. and there's also the whole nerve conduction and how it gets to the brain, how the brain interprets. And so there's a lot going on in there. So I would say expect things to improve.
Right.
And by, and, you know, Linda's going to help you clear out some, you might say, garbage. And then you can use an affirmation like, I'm so thankful for my perfect hearing.
Something, that's what I was wondering.
Simple.
It sounded like
yeah.
a pretty simple.
Right.
So let's see
yep.
what shakes out with Linda. And then before we let Judy go, you guys can regroup on if that's the right to stay with. So, Judy, I'm passing you over to Linda to work with you.
Hi, Judy.
Thank you so much. Hi, Linda.
So, excuse my voice. Excuse me, as a frog tried to jump in. I'm going to approach this. I've already checked in with you energetically, and so I'm going to invite you to think of something. I'm not inviting you to tell us what it is. Just think of it. Something that you don't want to hear. So just let yourself think about something you don't want to hear. It could be a sound or it could be, you know, somebody telling you something. Just bring whatever that is into your thoughts, something you don't want to hear.
Okay.
And also be aware of just how you feel right now as you're thinking about that thing you don't want to hear.
Okay.
Okay. So this... that's a good job. I'm going to have you set that aside, and I'm going to have you focus on the word death, as in to die.
Okay.
And just everybody remember, this is a vibrational frequency, so I'm not making any kind of a prediction here. Just focused on the word death. Death and the number two, just holding that in mind. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep inhaling and exhaling, and just holding that word death in your thoughts, death too. Closed eyes, looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Judy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you are looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, all the while thinking death. And the number two, death, and the number two.
Good job. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts go back to that thing that you don't want to hear, noticing how you feel right now. Okay, that's a good job. That is released. And I'm going to just take another moment to find an affirmation for you. And then I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Oh.
Is your affirmation.
Okay. Huh.
And it will be more powerful. All these affirmations are made even more powerful by any kind of image you can hold in your mind that resonates with what you're affirming. So when Nels was talking about his skin, visualizing healthy pink skin, in your case, visualize something that when you think about whatever this image would be, that it resonates with the feeling of tranquility, and that will make this even more powerful as an affirmation.
Okay. Wow.
Now, and of course, it's okay for people to do more than one affirmation,
oh, yes.
right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this affirmation is specifically to sustain the release that she just accomplished.
Yeah, so this is to back up this session here.
Right.
And keep that energy
right.
going.
But there's no reason that Judy can't also think things like, you know, I'm so grateful for my clarity of hearing, or however she wants to think about her hearing, so or any other aspect of life.
So I, because I'm here and can see what's going on, Linda did all that work with Judy, but Dr. Nels was also working. Were you working on Judy,
I
too?
I found that she needed what for humans amounts to a fight-flight reset.
Ah, okay. So,
so
you were resetting
that.
Judy.
Oh, oh, wow.
So you got stereo double whammy, Judy. now that you've done that, you tuned in. Do you still think that I'm grateful and thankful for my perfect hearing? Is that the best affirmation for the ear thing?
I get a strong yes on that.
Strong yes. So yeah. I am grateful and thankful for my perfect hearing.
Okay? Yeah. Right.
And then what Linda, you were saying, as she's saying that, she should imagine in her mind hearing perfectly.
Well, yes.
Is that right?
And further, you can just keep rewarding yourself by noticing what you're hearing. And so if you hear like a little distant bird, just think to yourself, I heard that. And just keep, and then you can think the whole affirmation. But what you want to do, what we're doing when we do this, is giving ourselves, our brains, evidence that this is true. And so that's why we are reinforcing through our sensory, you know, what we are hearing, that this is true.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So that would be a big part of it is to appreciate when you do hear things. And
right.
So that's a great part of that.
Right.
Fabulous. So, Judy, do you understand all this and you're good with your marching orders here?
I absolutely am. And I'm going to go marching off.
All righty. And we'll be thinking of Judy with her perfect hearing. All right.
Right. I am grateful and thankful for all of you. So
wonderful. Grateful for you, too. And, you know, they'll be back in the studio here the second Sunday of November. Why don't you mark your calendar? Give us a call and a report.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for calling
so
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And I think our phones are clear now, or are we?
They're clear, but we still have time for one more caller. So if you want to get in before the show ends at noon, give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569. We probably have somebody out there that's taking a break from the Seahawks game because it's halftime right now. So
Ooh.
Give us a call while it's halftime.
What's the score?
It is currently 19-17 Seahawks.
Woohoo!
Couple last minute drives.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Did anybody see what happened in Denver this week? I'm not telling you, but it was pretty dramatic. Anyway. Let's see. Well, okay. I've got to regroup here because I was just going to say, as long as nothing's happening,
let's
take care of advertisers.
But then he had to
But
run
something
off
happened
the phone.
And Nathan disappeared, which means somebody is at halftime and picked up their phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll chat for a minute, while Nathan is getting a caller ready, and then we will take care of advertisers when he gets back in the room here, so we get that out of the way, and then we'll have the rest of the show to chat with folks or tell any other quick stories if we have any. But I don't think we could give anyone a better and more usable lesson than understanding how powerful they are with their mind and their thinking and their thoughts and what damage we do to ourselves with the negative part of that. And how easy that is to shift.
Every minute of every day, we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Yeah.
You got to start paying attention.
Yeah.
You know,
because I think research shows that somebody who doesn't have the background and the intent to change their life is probably spending like 95% of their thoughts on really negative stuff because it is something that we are ingrained in our culture, and our sensory equipment is like radar looking for stuff.
And it's probably worse than it's ever been right now. There's so much division and so much anger, so much judgment and all of that, that it really, this is important stuff. All right. Now, did we end up with another? Okay, so I'm thinking we better take care of advertisers now while we have the chance, and then we go to our caller. That sound good? All righty. We are taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are, and we're back to the phone straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And during this hour, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood community, and then, of course, the great Ananda Farms on Camino. Check it out, anandawashington.org, and you can find out all the great events and classes and all the stuff going on. We heard from wonderful Nels Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals, and you can check him out, and if you want to have a free phone evaluation with him, you need to go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out the little form, tell him you want to talk, and Dr. Nels will arrange a phone call and let him know how he'll let you know if he can help you and your animal friends. And then, of course, our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out online, NuProSupplements.com, and look for them in your pet store. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, back in business at her home now. That's now her home and the Whispering Dragon Center. Linda was there for the first time. And it's all coming together quite nicely, and it's a good location. And I kept forgetting to tell you last week. I told you the phones were messed up because Comcast was fooling around. Anyway, phones are back, and you can call the Whispering Dragon Center now. Jude has figured out how to use the Comcast voicemail. That's what the problem last week, so she can now get messages from you. She hasn't yet. She's still working on. She thinks she might need a new phone set to be able to call out on that number, but she can contact you other than the phone. But you can use the normal number now, 206-706-2836. So 206-706-2836 is the number, and she will get the message. All righty. So we are going to head to Enumclaw, and we're welcoming a first-time caller, did you say, Nathan?
First-time caller.
Hey, Margo, welcome to Animal World. You're part of the family, and you're live with Dr. Nels and Dr.
You.
Linda.
Well, I'm not really a doctor.
Thank you very much.
I'm smart.
Well, did I call you Dr. Linda?
Yes, you did.
Well, maybe you are a doctor. You just don't know it. Okay. Well,
hi,
we do. Dr. Nels, you are officially, you are a doctor of chiropractic medicine, correct?
I'm a retired doctor. I leave the medicine part off because my degree is DC, not DCM.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Doctor of chiropractic.
Yes.
That's the official way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Margo, welcome to Animal World. Dr. Nels and Linda are here.
Thank you.
So what can we help you with?
Well, it's for me.
Okay.
I have been having intestinal issues for about 3 weeks now, and I just don't know
what to do.
What the issue is? I've changed my diet and been very careful and drinking plenty of water and. So anyway, I just don't know what to do.
All right. Well, when you don't know what to do, this is a great place to start because, see, that's the good thing. And when we really actually haven't said it today, Margo, but Dr. Nels and Linda, they don't diagnose and they don't treat specific things sort of thing. Okay. They really, all this explanation of what's going on with everybody and all the details is not because they need to know this stuff. It's for our benefit so we know what's going on, can follow along, and know what can help us. But they just tune in to you and your body. Now, when working on a human, my interpretation of this is the stuff that Linda has you do, you know, with your eyes and your breathing and your mind, to me, it feels like we're giving ourselves something to do with our left brain, so they can sneak in the back door to get your body, okay, and open it up. So that's kind of how I interpret this. But it's a great way because Linda will tune in, and where your body needs work, will tell her. So she just does that. Is that a kind of a good explanation, or?
Well, it's good we can tune into the energy. I mean, I work with people, I don't even speak their language sometimes.
No, oh, okay.
And
yeah,
just, you
yeah.
know, do the energy balancing work. Even with emotions, I can just think the emotion. So,
right.
You know, it works. As far as, I think I should just turn it over to Linda. Let's get to it.
I think
yeah,
we
okay.
need to get to it. Yes.
Yep.
So, Margo, hi.
Hi.
So what I'm going to invite you to do is think about the health issue that you were just describing, and I'm just going to have you really pay attention as you're thinking about it to how you feel. So just let yourself notice. There may be many feelings. There may just be one. Just tune into this situation and how you feel. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of grief.
The feeling of grief.
And we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of reliable. So now we're going to be focused on the feeling of reliable. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. So you're just going to roll your eyes up to the left. Your closed eyes. And take a deep breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. And just keep repeating, exhaling, holding the breath out as you think reliable to.
So, Margot, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. You've taken in a deep breath and completely exhale it out. Hold the breath out as long as you comfortably can, breathing in again and letting it out whenever you need to, all the while thinking reliable and the number two. Reliable and the number two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then, Margot, with your eyes open, you're just going to gently tip your head forward, look down toward the floor, and then let your head come up, just relaxed. And then let yourself go back to thinking about the health issue and how you feel right now as you think about it. Okay, and that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of reliable. I embrace the feeling of reliable. And you will be, in addition to thinking that, also noticing all the different ways that your body is reliable, that your life is, you know, has all these different things in it that are reliable, how reliable you are in so many ways. We want to really make this some big energy of reliable.
And so that I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of reliable.
It's actually an embrace the feeling.
I embrace the feeling of reliable. And the wording is important. So that will help keep the energy going and balanced. And I know, Dr. Nels, you were tuning in too. So anything else you want to add?
Well, I just, again, I just did a, it's kind of like a surface cleaning.
Oh, okay.
I did the fight or flight reset while Linda was getting deep.
Excellent. All right. Yes. So we're getting stereo healing here for now, keeping in line
that
with, you know,
awesome.
Nels' perfect or healthy pink skin. Mm-hmm. And then we had the perfect hearing. Mm-hmm. Is there something, is there an affirmation generically that Margot could do related to?
Well, there's the generic one, which is actually quite good. And that is, I'm just so thankful for my perfect health.
Ah, okay.
And just really get that feeling of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you, Margot, you could use that affirmation as well, and that consistently. I'm grateful and thankful.
I got goosebumps
for my,
when I said it. So
oh,
I know it's
then
good.
That's a good one. Yeah, you get those God bumps, and that's a message.
Yeah,
because we really want to embrace our body in its wholeness.
All right, wonderful. All right, so are you good,
Margo? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm good.
So, how did you find us?
Thank you very
much. Did you know about us?
I listened to 1150. But this is the first time I've listened to your whole show, and it was really, I don't have an animal anymore, but it's very enjoyable.
Well, I've been surprised. I've been on the air at least 28 years now, and I have so many listeners that have been with me from the beginning, and they don't have animals. Mm-hmm. But that's why we address the human animal. Linda wants to say
something. Yeah, I just want to say, Margo, that I do a free introductory session in person or over the phone. And I'd really encourage you to give me a call at 206-841.
Oh, hold on one sec.
Yeah, you can check Linda out. Website, everybody, is verticalenergyworldwide.com. verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she's not just offering a free session to Margo. She will give you a free introductory session to anybody who calls or texts her at this number. Margo's just first in line right now. And you can see her in person at her office at the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or whatever. So here's the number. Are you ready, Margo?
I'm ready.
206-841-1992. 206-841-1992.
Okay. Wonderful.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're part of the family now, so we expect to see you every Sunday. Next week is good. Natasha's here. So check in with us next week. Let us know how we're doing, because if you aren't fixed up, we'll have Natasha look at it, because she's a psychic medium and personal awareness coach. So if you still need more answers next week, call back, okay?
Okay. Great.
All righty, Margo. Thank you so Thanks much. For calling Animal World. Right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. So are we clear? Or we've got one more? No, we're good. All right. We are excellent. So, golly, that great work, you guys, and thank for the wonderful stories. We've just got a couple of minutes left, Arantha. So what else anything else you want to chat about before we're done? Linda?
Well, I could just give you another story, which is a little different than what people think about. But this particular person had retired from an active career as an oncology nurse, and she had purchased a home in a new area, had moved into the home. And she came to me because she said, I'm stuck to the couch. And she said, I don't know what's happened to me. I used to have this really active life, and now I'm just sitting on the couch every day, and I don't even feel like I have the energy to get off the couch. Hmm. And, you know, it was really troubling her because, you know, I really think it's, you know, one of those signs of you make a big shift in your life. She wanted to retire, but she didn't feel the way she thought she was going to feel. So she came to me to see if she could get unstuck from the couch. And she learned the Mortar March, the first session. And she pretty much immediately, because she's a nurse, she thought about how can I put this in my routine. She did it while she had like something in the microwave for a couple minutes. She would just do a couple rounds of the Mortar March. And really, and she also, she hadn't told me, but she had a balance issue too. And she said that straightened her balance issue up completely just doing the Mortar March. And then she said, you know what? after two sessions, she took golf lessons from a golf pro.
Wow.
Started golfing, tore up half her lawn at the new house and put in a big garden. And she was no longer on the couch. So that's another way you can use this. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting unstuck. This work really, that's what it's about, is getting unstuck, whatever it is. Because if you're having an illness, you're stuck on something.
Well, and I just wanted to, for crying out loud. This looked at Nathan, and he's got a shoe on his head.
Oh,
did anybody see that? That little ritual, Nels, you missed this, Dr. Nels, started during the Mariners game yesterday.
This is a thing now.
No, yeah, well, when they were down 8-1, some guy in the crowd put a shoe on his head, and boom, we win the game. So now, after the show, everybody's wearing shoes on their head. That's why Nathan has a shoe on his head.
Awesome.
Getting ready to cheer on those Mariners.
All right.
My gosh. Yay. I'm just going to say, because it reminded me, Linda, when you were talking about that, you said that lady had an issue with balance.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to all of us when we get older. I found that happening with me. And where I noticed it most was in the shower. Mm-hmm. Because usually you have your eyes open or showering, but sometimes you got shampoo, you close your eyes, all of a sudden I'm tipping over, okay? So then I started the affirmation thing, and so what I do in the shower now when I get in, I say, eyes open or closed, I have great balance. Eyes open or closed, I have great balance. And I started taking my showers, my eyes closed, and turning around and doing circles. And so now when I shower, sometimes my eyes are open, sometimes I close them, I turn around with that affirmation, and I don't tip over anymore.
Yay.
Okay, so these kind of things work. You can use little simple things like that to shift what's going on. Woohoo. All righty. So now, do you think the shoes work for the Seahawks too? Except they're in the lead. Maybe they'll just hold the lead with your shoe on.
I'll keep
head.
It on and see how it goes.
It's a good thing the bottom is.
But
hitting.
You know, there's no rally in football games.
That's right.
It's like no rally hats or anything like that. So let's keep it to baseball.
Yeah, all right. I think
it a good thing that he didn't step on anything and coming in? But at least the bottom of his shoe is clean.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't say so about my own. You never know. All righty. Okay, well, you know, everybody, thank you so much for being out there. Thanks for calling in. Let's root the Mariners on to, I'm in favor of let's go all the way. Why not?
Why
They're
not?
On a roll.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yay, and Seahawks this afternoon. Next week, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk to your human or animal friends on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. And thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Linda. See you same time, same place a month from now, second Sunday of November. And as always, I leave you with, I got to tell you, you can stay here or you can go to the Seahawks. But I say stay here and then you can listen to Nell's other radio show because there'll be an encore of this week's Mystic Radio, Past Life, People, and Pets. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.